When Paul writes to the Christians in Philippi about Jesus' death on the cross, he says this to them: "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, that though he was in the form of God, Christ did not regard equally with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave." Those words reminded me of an old story about a university professor whose specialty it was to study religion. Some of you may have heard it before. The professor had taught many years, was known throughout academia for his expertise, had written books on the subjects, and students from all over the world came to see him, study with him. He was a leading authority, outstanding in his field. So who could possibly explain why such a man, such an expert, would leave it all and embark on a religious quest? Whatever the reason, the motivation, the fact is, one day he decided that he wanted to learn more about the life of the Spirit, to experience the life of prayer in ways that learning and knowledge didn't quite satisfy. So he took leave of the university, set out on a journey in search of what some might call enlightenment. He traveled to a great many places, the religious centers of the world: Rome, Canterbury, Istanbul, Africa, the Orient. Everywhere he went, he inquired of those he met. He asked about their beliefs. He asked about their practices. He asked about their paths and ways. He asked about their prayer. It seemed no matter where he went, he still was not satisfied. One day he was traveling in the Orient, and he heard tell of an ancient hermit living nearby in the woods, a man called Nanin. A man who was a great master, a mystic in Zen Buddhism. Perhaps, he thought, perhaps this man can help me discover the enlightenment I seek. At least he can tell me something of his understanding of the spiritual life. So he went, traveling through the woods until he came to the hut where Nanin lived. Upon arriving, he knocked on the door. No answer. He knocked again, louder this time. Still no answer. Finally, he knocked with his pounding fists with all his might. And finally, the door opened and this little short man, not quite 5 foot tall, stood before him in the doorway. Quickly introducing himself and maybe wondering if this ancient man had perhaps read some of his works, the professor explained that he had come in search of enlightenment. He wanted to learn about the life of the Spirit. The old man looked at him through wire wrap glasses and smiled, almost a hint of a chuckle, and with a loud voice boomed, "Well, good, come in." Good and gracious host, Nanin bade the university professor sit down, be at home. He offered the professor a cup of tea. The professor, knowing something about the Japanese tea ceremony, was delighted. Nanin, through his spiritual ritual, served the professor in this beautiful teacup, poured from the ladle until the visitor's cup was full, and then, as if he had not noticed that the cup was full, continued to pour and to pour. And the professor was embarrassed. This aged host. At first he didn't say anything, didn't want to draw attention to the overflowing cup, finally couldn't restrain himself any longer, and shouted, "Master, it is overflowing, no more will go in." To which Nanin replied, "Like this cup, you are so full of your own opinions and speculations, how can I show you anything if you will not first empty your cup?" Brothers and sisters, we come to this day, this central, important week in the entire Christian faith's year, the week we set apart from all other weeks, the week that we call holy. In the coming days, we're being invited to come into services, worship places, and to open ourselves to the mind of Christ, to open ourselves and, like him, to empty himself. It's not easy, this action of emptying. All of us knows what it means to be full of ourselves, so full that there's no room for anything else, let alone for the life of the Spirit. But it is upon this emptiness that so much of our life depends. So much of our lives are focused on what is, when the truth is, we must learn our complete and utter dependence on emptiness, on what is not. Brothers and sisters, this week can open us to the still, silent place that lies at the center of all things. It will not take us by force. We must first open ourselves to that emptiness, open ourselves to that silence, open ourselves to God. Then, and only then, will this week be holy. Amen.